we've been just like a chatterbox here, and during the break it's just been so interesting having Tanya on the air. That was very, very cool. I was blown away, and that was just, I just figured I'd send her some dates, and obviously maybe it's best that the email didn't go through, because she didn't know.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah, she said she'd never done it that way before.
Yeah.
So. Very cool. TanyaGabrielle.com. Let's see, I didn't give the right address out here. TanyaGabrielle.com. So it's TanyaGabrielle.com. Very cool. Now, we were talking during the break, and Dave started talking about an incident he's had. Now, Dave, you were talking about an incident you've actually had traveling. Kind of interesting.
Yes, I was last week I was flying to Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and I was flying through LAX, Los Angeles International Airport, and I had like a layover because
right.
I wait for my plane. So I'm at the gate. It was actually 48A in Terminal 4 or something,
mm-hmm.
in LAX. Now, of course, LAX is very busy. It's about 2:30 in the afternoon because my plane left at about 5, so I got some time to kill. So I bought a book, and I'm sitting at the gate. Now, the way the chairs were, they're not really. It's not like they're straight. They're like, not a straight rows. They're like curved and curved. It's just, so I'm sitting there reading the book, and, out of my peripheral vision on my left, I can see actually behind me, it was the chair facing back. There was a woman sitting there facing the other way. The other side of my peripheral vision.
Right.
Well, which is not normal. I mean, that's not abnormal. So, I just had to, to stop me and look over, and she's gone. So at first, it's like just
right.
So, but every time, every time I went back to reading, she was there again. When I started to move my eyes over, gone. And I figured, maybe I'm just. There's somebody in the area. There was like absolutely nobody there. There's nothing there. There's nothing even closer. But it's like, if I would look at the book, it won't work. I would just start reading. Then she's there. So it's like, it's weird. Like it was like 2:30. 2:30 in the afternoon. Like Los Angeles. LAX is very busy and. Basically, I've seen a ghost. I mean, it's at least like 8 or 9 times I tried that, back and forth. But it's okay, just experiment. Because I'm thinking, maybe I've seen, just the colors are right or something. It's like, when you see something in your peripheral vision, you can't really pick out details. But I knew it was a woman because of the longer hair, and it looked like, there was nothing special about her. It's just, normal. Person, so.
We should look that up to see if there's any other
LAX?
Incidences. Yeah, LAX ghosts.
He told me about this, and I'm like, usually people, and I hate to say this, but people try to make a dramatic, about ghosts and everything, but Dave's one of them guys, he's kind of like the, I hate to say the skeptic, but he is a very skeptical guy, he's very reasonable.
Yeah, ghosts got to get in my face before I say he's a ghost.
So that's a challenge out there. Any ghosts out there want to get in somebody's face? In days. We're live on the air, and I'll describe it blow by blow. Now, you have the ghost of Sparky Anderson come into the room, and he's getting in your face. He's arguing with you like you're an umpire.
It's
very cool, man.
It's just because even after I realized what was going on, it's like, I didn't pay any attention. I didn't try to contact the ghost or anything.
Right.
Because it didn't look like whoever or was there was even looking at me. So I was like, whatever.
Now, did you pick up, how far over the way from you was it, roughly?
Maybe about 8 feet.
8 feet, wow.
Yeah.
So you were able to tell one it was a woman, and obviously that.
It looked like a woman. Like longer hair. It didn't, she wasn't looking in my direction. She's like, I'm looking at her left side. Or she's sitting the way the chairs were, because like semicircles, they're all semicircles.
Right.
The way they come back, and You know, I'm looking at the gate. Oh, that's the gate 48A. I go up. It's the one at about 5:20 or something, where American Airlines flies to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow, we could have asked Tanya about that, about those numbers.
All those numbers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was like 2:30 because I had 3 hours, you know, to kill.
Right.
So just wanted to sit there. I bought a book at the store and, just reading, you know, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty freaky, man. So
yeah.
Now, you know, I noticed with people that talk about ghosts and stuff like that, and there's a theory that if we're looking straight at a ghost, that our mind is filtering that, you know, logically, so that the idea is that sometimes we don't even see the ghost because our mind says it logically can't be there. So therefore, we will it out of existence in our mind, not necessarily out of existence in the environment. But the theory does not hold for off to the side peripheral vision.
Right. And, you know, even peripheral vision, when it's like I'm looking for it in my peripheral vision, but as long as I don't move my eyes, I, you know, like, okay, it's gone. So, you're okay.
Wow.
So, you know, because, you know, I mean, I try to, take everything, into account. Okay, it's somebody either moved when I, you know, looked, or somebody's sitting further away. It's just the shape I'm picking up. It's like,
right.
You know, but it's like, you know, there's nothing there. So, you know, there's like nobody beyond that either. You know,
yeah, it's funny, is usually when I'm doing an investigation or something like that, I'll see stuff out of the corner of my eyes. Just, you know, gone, you know, or something move, and then,
yeah.
And then when I look at it, and it moves away.
Well, see, maybe the thing is that maybe you shouldn't look at it then, because if it is your mind, with all the technology that we have today,
right.
Hold a camera in both hands and just look for something or expect something, and as soon as you see something out of the corner of your eye, click.
Maybe what I'll do is get a pair of them glasses that, like, have mirrors in them and show 90 degrees to my side. So I'll be able to see right and left, but not straight ahead.
You had them when you were a kid, you know, like spy ones. And,
yes.
You know, like mirrors you see behind you.
Yes.
I remember you walking into a lot of walls when you were
a kid. And a lot of punching, too. Bap, you know, punching me. But also I've seen activity through mirrors of all things.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see, like, you know, and that's usually when I'm looking straight into it. You know, just see something take off real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe it's your mind's filtering it out, you know, saying this is illogical. But then when you go back to reading, it's not filtering out mm-hmm. peripherally. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, you know, I go back to reading, and I knew when I go back to reading, she was going to be there. So, honestly, what I did after maybe, because I got tired of it, I actually shifted my body where my peripheral vision wasn't picking up that. So, it's like, you know, just, okay, no problem. Just, you know, just move over to the right. Okay, problem solved.
See, now, me, I had to go over and sat in the same
uh-huh.
chair.
No.
That way, legally, you know, I can't get in trouble for sitting in the same chair as a woman.
Oh, God.
Let's move on to the...
You are a genius, right?
Let's move on.
You're some kind of genius. I don't know what you're doing.
I am a genius.
You better be already dead.
Exactly. Here we are quoting Blackadder, and a lot of people don't know what we're quoting, so...
No.
Oh, God. Okay, here comes the story. Invite a sword swallower to a museum, and it's bound to happen. He's going to swallow an exhibit. On Sunny, Dan Meyer did just that when he dropped a 100-year-old serrated saw down his throat.
Ooh.
How do you become a sword swallower?
Wait, so he wasn't a sword swallower before?
Oh, he was, yeah. But he's a sword swallower, and he just apparently picked up a 100-year-old exhibit and shoved it down his throat. Meyer, president. Now he's not just a sword swallower. He's the president of the Sword Swallowers Association International.
I'm not only a member of the the International Sword Swallowers for Men, but I'm also the president.
He swallowed the tool in front of a packed lecture hall during his presentation on history and the science of sword swallowing at the Bruce Museum in Greenwich, Connecticut. Quote, didn't make this up. It fit kind of bumpy on the edges, and it kind of hurt, Meyer told AL News. I had to go on very slowly and carefully.
Yeah, that's serrated sword.
Oh.
Yeah, serrated.
Okay, this, you know, this ain't a fake. This is, you know.
They show the guy doing it. And fully, my throat's a little sore after doing it. The saw is probably more painful than anything I've ever swallowed.
So it was like a saw, not really a sword.
It looks like a saw. That thing looks like one when you go... the sharp tooth saw once belonged to an early 20th century sword swallower named Edith Cleffer.
Whoa.
Okay, so the sword belonged to another sword swallower.
Yeah.
Right, and the sword swallower walked in and swallowed the sword. Okay.
That's like eating
So in other words, this sword didn't exist before the sword. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
What are you saying, Dave?
I don't know. I'm losing. So the sword belonged to a sword swallower before the sword swallower walked in and swallowed the sword.
Go with this one. I gotta go.
Sure.
Keep going. Oh. Okay. That which I was going to ask is, I've never seen a woman sword swallower, but I just got my answer here. Well, I've seen women sword swallowers, but it usually involved a dark alley and down on 3rd Street.
Oh,
but I'm
okay.
Not going to go
okay,
through
that. Right. Yep, let's move on.
Okay,
okay. Elegantly clad in Victorian dress, she was billed as the champion sword swallower of the world from 1899 to 1922. So this guy just walks up, grabs this thing, and shoves it down his throat.
Oh.
How bored do you got to be to practice being a sword swallower? How bored?
Now, you might be offending some of the listeners that we have out there that are...
The sword swallowers.
Yes, the sword swallowers. Uh-huh. Sword swallowers.
Don't offend anyone.
If you're a sword swallower and you'd like to give us a call, 610-701-WCHE, 610-701-9243. Any kind of sword swallower
Please
will
take
do.
Take the sword out before you go.
No, leave it in. I want to hear this one. You know how you know what they'll be like? It'll be like this. Hey, so you're a sword swallower?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand this. Hey, there's a story that's come out in the news. It's always some idiot who's got like firearms and TV sets. Well, this guy seemed to have one. Bristol Palin's most recent routine on Dancing with the Stars upset a rural Wisconsin man to the point where he allegedly blew out his television with a shotgun, followed by a standoff with police until he eventually surrendered. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that Stephen N. Cohen, 66, in the town of Vermont, was watching the hit ABC dance competition with his wife Monday night when he became enraged at the alleged, quote, politics of why the daughter of former Republican vice president candidate Sarah Palin was still on the show, even though he thought she wasn't a good dancer. According to the criminal complaint filed in Dane County Circuit Court, Cohen, who was stressed from financial matters and under care for mental health conditions, surprise, surprise, loaded a single-shot shotgun and fired it into the TV.
Well, he thought it was the remote. It was actually recorded on the remote. It's Wisconsin. You know, he has a remote. Shotgun. Remote shotgun.
Sorry, yeah.
No, not just Wisconsin, but they made a point to mention it was, and I hate saying this word because I can never say it, rural Wisconsin.
Rural.
All right, Shaggy.
Right.
All right, Shaggy. Scooby.
Like, wow, Scoob, she can't say rural.
Rural.
Nuclear.
Shut up.
So he was what, 60, what?
66.
So 66 year, and this is no, and this is nothing against the viewers, older viewers who are watching, what is this show called?
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. I don't watch this at all.
I don't either.
But I thought the audience was primarily younger.
You would think so, and you know, I think it's women, they're going for the female viewership, but I guess him and his wife are watching it, which a lot happens a lot. You know.
Well, see, that's where it started from. He had to be forced to watch it.
He didn't lose it when Shaq was, you know, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Right? For some reason, okay, it's got to be Bristol Palin. You know, there is, like, use your remote.
You think? I mean,
that would be more effective and cheaper to change the channel.
Well, here's the thing. This guy's just sitting there, and he says, you know what? It's not right that Bristol Palin won. I don't think I like that. What? Are you really serious on this guy? Because he really went as far to say, he didn't even say it. He just went, shot the TV set out, and then decided when he reloaded his shotgun and aimed it at his wife, she fled. Don't you flee when the TV goes out? Come here, baby. How you doing? Take it.
Well, he's done that before, but he didn't aim it to his wife.
She fled, drove to the town of Black Earth, and called 911, telling police she feared for her safety.
It was the nearest phone.
A standoff.
Black Earth.
Black Earth. That's what it's called.
It was the nearest phone. It's like they don't have cell phones. They don't have cell phone towers out there. I'm sorry, I'm making fun of
people. I know.
He just killed everything. You know, everybody out there is like, we're not a bunch of idiots shooting our TVs out here. Standoff followed between Cohen and sheriff's deputies until he surrendered his house Tuesday morning. This is what happens when you broadcast these kind of shows.
Wasn't it on Monday night?
Something like that, no, yes.
So Tuesday morning. So
yeah, all night.
The next morning.
Yeah. Well, it took her a while to get to Black Earth. Then it took a while for the cops to say.
Or was it on Sunday?
No, I don't think it's on Sunday.
I thought it came out Tuesday nights.
See, now you guys are throwing a bunch of...
So, but if it came out Tuesday night, then if you started Tuesday morning, then it's a week.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Cohen has been charged with second-degree reckless endangerment. Meanwhile, Palin has advanced to next week's finals of Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm. To the chagrin of more TV sets.
Yes.
More TV sets are going to get shot.
Yeah. Next week, you're going to have a whole bunch of stuff going on. Hey, what the hell going on? I'm living here in Black Earth, and I'm getting tired of my TV set.
No, she fled to Black Earth.
Yeah, this was in rural.
Rural.
The rural part of Wisconsin.
Isn't it like Vermont, Wisconsin or something?
Yeah, it's like Vermont, man.
Oh, my God.
It's not the state Vermont.
No.
It's in Wisconsin. And they're fish for what, cheese?
Yale. How do you think they got all them holes in the cheese?
They got a hole in the cheese.
So now we're going to be expecting sword swallowers to call and Wisconsiners.
Yeah. Yes. Rural Wisconsiners from Vermont. From Vermont, Wisconsin.
Well, Zeke.
You can call 1-800-888-888.
Well, Zeke from Black Earth decided he's not going to do the whole gunshot thing. He's going to go in a different direction with all this. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look out, TV set.
And who was that, Zeke?
That was Zeke.
Zeke.
From Black Earth.
Okay.
He decided he's going to go in a different direction. That's just wrong.
That's terrible.
Hey, what kind of friends do you have when this kind of stuff happens? Very weird thing here. A Guernsey man who suffered serious burns at a fancy dress bus party is warning islanders to be much more careful around flames when drinking.
What's a fancy dress bus party?
A fancy dress party is usually an English term where they go as like dressed up as like all kinds of stuff. You dress up as a cow, or you can dress up as anything. The queen of...
drinking.
They call it fancy dress.
Huh.
About a month ago, Peter Buck was out dressed up as, quote, Larry the Lamb.
Peter Buck.
Yeah.
He didn't think maybe a deer?
No.
I was like, no, he's got to go as a lamb.
Yes,
well, Larry the Lamb. Well, he was a deer last year.
They shared a picture of him, too. As that was Larry the Lamb, when a bit of his costume came loose, and he and his friends decided to burn it off. But the whole outfit burst into flames. Here's the guy's outfit.
Yeah, it's called,
oh, guys, you got to see this.
That is ridiculous.
Wait, that's cotton balls.
That's it.
Right. Yeah.
Highly flammable.
Yeah, let's burn it off my skin. It won't bother my skin.
Oh, that's
They probably use alcohol to get it going.
Apparently his wife's going to use that picture to be like, okay, you're such an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
take it.
Stupid.
So he's standing there, and his friends think, don't get like a pair of scissors or anything. Let's get fire. Yes, we'll just burn it off.
Yeah,
hey,
you know what? They probably thought it was marshmallows. That's what it was.
Exactly. Exactly.
Go to the State Puff Marshmallow Man and they melt you.
Yeah. That's okay. A good idea.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
brilliant.
Peter Buck, you know, like, for some reason he didn't go as a deer, which is perfect. Peter Buck, okay, goes as a buck. No, I'm guessing that was probably last year's costume.
Yeah, it was,
you know,
boy, that was a sloppy.
Last year he, went as a deer, like a deer or a buck, around the road to get the costume off.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly.
Bam.
I'm not going to go there.
What else you got?
Oh, this is not good. There's some stuff. I have a couple of different stories here I want to go to, but everybody's used vending machines, I'm sure, you know, like coins and get sodas. How many times do you use it? And, you know.
There's even vending machines for office supplies.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I saw where you can get, like, iPods and stuff like that, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Japanese apparently have more vending machines per capita than anywhere else on the planet. They love vending machines.
They have a vending machine, you put the money in, and a vending machine pops up.
You know what? This is all bad we've gotten today. Okay. Let me see. Let's see. and of course, if it lets me get to the story, a series of vending machines that use facial recognition technology to recommend to customers what they want to drink has been introduced in Japan.
Are you serious?
Yep.
You want the beer.
The next generation. Next generation drinks dispenses identity consumers by gender and age. It is quite difficult to compare these new machines with regular drink vending machines because they are so new, but to date sales have been 3 times those of the old style machines, said Yozo Tonaki, a spokesperson for the JR East Water Business Company.
You want the sake?
Yes, sir.
You want the sake?
And our Asian viewers, or our Asian listeners, will be calling too.
Yeah, okay.
610-701-WCAT.
Don't knock sake. Sake's good.
Now, this is by gender and age?
Yeah, and apparently they can tell by gender and age with your picture.
What about transgendered people?
That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
There are no transgender
Japanese. Not in Japan?
No, oh no. No soup for you.
How did the soup not to come into this one? The machine uses a 47-inch touchscreen monitors with embedded sensors that help it determine details of anyone who approaches. After identifying the customer, the smart machine will show the images of, quote, recommended drinks, which will also alter according to the time of day and the temperature. The machine will suggest to a woman in her 20s, for example, a slightly sweeter beverage based on the result of extensive market research, the company said. The first machine was introduced at Tokyo's Shiganawa station in August, and the company now operates a total of 7 machines. Within the next couple of years, it plans to introduce 500 of the next generation models across the countries.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently they're using this, they're targeting them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, a sweeter beverage for a woman in her 20s.
As if she can't already make her own decisions.
Oh, it's just a recommendation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's nice.
We recommend for you a protein shake.
Oh, no, I don't want it.
You take the protein shake.
No,
you are having the protein shake.
No.
You must.
No, I wouldn't do
it. You must try the pastrami.
No, I wouldn't do
it. Sam was getting this. We recommend for you, young lady, cream of some young guy.
No.
Shush. All right, Rob.
Okay.
Rob's got a face that's
plastic
made for
bottle
reading.
Or glass?
Yes.
This is what happens when you decide to change the format of the show. Oh, God, that is so crazy.
Oh,
but
God.
Japanese are very, very known for that. They love their vending machine. Now I'm going to be thinking about her accent for the whole night.
Oh, yeah.
Say, you be looking like a man.
You looking like a man.
Hello.
Oh, he looking like a man.
That's Mama.
That's Nancy V, isn't it? That was great.
Oh, God.
That was, Miss Swan.
Yeah, Miss Swan. Gosh. He looking like a man.
This is going the wrong way.
We're still on Japanese
I know.
Issues.
We just keep going.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to go to a pure paranormal story here.
Okay.
I'm going to see if we can get this person on the air. Take note on this
right
one.
Now?
No.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, let's call her
right
this
second. Let's
do it. Hello?
Is that Japanese writing at the bottom?
No, that is not. Don't look at that. Pay no attention to Japanese writing.
Another Japanese story.
British woman Bridget Grant claims to have had close encounters with aliens on 17, no less than 17 occasions. let's see. She talks about how she has become a UFO magnet. Apparently, it's on YouTube, so if you want to view it, it's only a minute. Let me see if I can play this, and we can bring it up. Here we go. See if I can get this going.
It's not just visual, is it? Okay, forget that. I thought you said British.
It is British.
Hong Kong, dun, dun, dun.
Hold on, he was in the middle of something here.
Oh,
nobody
boy.
Really knew what this place was.
You played wrong zombie.
Brick Housewife is UFO magnet.
Yes. So she claims to be some kind of magnet. And now we got computer animation up here. I don't know what's going on. You know what? This is a complete flop of a story.
Yeah. Why don't you stop that?
Yeah. It's a Japanese story with computer animation. There's no person there. They're just making it up. Okay. This is a Japanese Howard Stern show that you got into. Right?
I read the story earlier and tried to go back to it and went to the wrong link.
Oh, God. Dive bomber!
Oh, God. Anybody listening right now is like, what the hell?
I know. We're totally off.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Seriously. Come on.
Here's a story coming to us from Moroga, which I didn't even know. That's a school. Okay. Panic broke out at the Moroga Composite School yesterday as 17 female students fell mysteriously ill and began rolling on the ground, hissing and blabbering in a strange tongue.
Possession.
After suffering bouts of nausea and headaches.
Oh.
Where's Moroga?
I don't know. I was going to tell us in a few seconds here.
Okay.
Two of the students reportedly tried to throw themselves off a railing and had to be physically restrained, triggering fears of a possible demon attack.
It's not in the U.S., I guess.
No, it doesn't look like this is in the U.S. The drama started during the lunch hour in the Form 1 block and quickly spread to other areas. Form 5 students, Kern Molinio, who attends the Lighthouse Tabernacle Church, said he got worried when the girls' eyes began rolling up in their heads and began beating themselves up on the ground. So this comes to us from this is from Trinidad and Tobago. Okay.
I know what it is. I know what it was.
What is it?
I know what it was.
What's that?
The reports lately, I guess about 2 weeks ago, there was a report that there was a drink that had the same potency as, I don't know, 12 beers and 3 Red Bulls.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
So
yeah, what is it?
Loco?
No.
No, that's
it. Four Loco. Four Loco, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Four Loco.
I'm drinking one right now.
I was going to say, is it one to Dave?
Hey, you want one? It's, you know, it's the, something that's like 12% alcohol or something, which is high.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what they were serving in the cafeteria that day.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds
good. And now she was serving it.
Everybody's going around by this Four Loco.
Yeah.
So.
Four Loco. You make a go.
Okay.
With assistance of several of her students and teachers, the pupils were taken to multi-purpose hall where some of them fell into a semi-conscious state. Molinio recalled, "One girl was blabbering as if in a strange language. I could not understand what he was saying. She was saying, it sounded like, and this is actually quoted, it sounded like, she, beep, 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 she. The girls were unusually strong. We had to hold them down so that they will not hurt themselves. The teachers were right there. I get a kick in my face when one of the girls started being up on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Many of them had bruises. Molinio claimed he actually communicated with the devil, which had possessed the girl. I asked the devil what he wanted with the girls, and the voice said he wanted a life. He kept saying,
"Your daughter's job."
He kept saying to send the girls.
How much for the woman?
What? What? Go, Rob, continue reading, because I think that...
Oh, are you hearing a devilish...
No, I'm hearing what I'm hearing over here to my right, and then I'm looking at the screen, and I see something about a toilet?
Yes. Okay. He kept saying to send the girls in the toilet and leave them alone. In other words, send them into the bathroom and leave them alone.
Okay.
I don't know what that is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Catholic priests, as well as pastors from nearby churches, including...
She was in the toilet, too.
Yeah. Including Josephine Charles, Deborah Charles, and Pastor Gordon, visited the school and began showering the children with holy water and prayers. They basically just pulled out like a hydrant.
Well, they do have the holy water sprinkler.
Yeah.
it's really, you buy one on eBay.
I'd like to buy like a grenade.
Bam.
Really?
No, it's, yeah.
What, do you hit them with it or something?
Yeah, just, you know, so.
Why not just put it in a water balloon?
That's a good
idea.
And
just, like, pitch it.
I think I smell a stunt for radio out front. Have a holy water balloon day.
No.
Preferably in the middle of February. Pip, oh, you can bless that guy pretty good.
In February. Pip, it'd be frozen. Frozen, yeah. The whole...
You can take it home with you.
No, does the holy water freeze?
It should. It has the same properties.
No, holy water.
Well, I got holes in it. I'm thinking hope. Okay. Holy
water. Holy all water. Over the place.
No, I'm sorry. Now we're taking off the Catholics now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
We're going after everybody now.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed it's become like a witch hunt in this place. Let's get Tanya back on the line.
Yeah, get the witches, you know, against the Durap. That's good. We're going to be toads now.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, I'm just going to let that story go because it just started going degenerating down there. I can see where that was going.
Fun.
What else we got?
Apparently, Andre, United Club officials have apologized after Clubs magazine used a picture of Nazi troops on its cover of a Remembrance Day tribute. The image was mistakenly used on the front cover.
Mistakenly?
Yeah.
How do you mistake that? How has that become an error?
There's like swastikas on it.
We put in 7 million copies, but they're all errors.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no correction. There's one correction that's worth like $20 million.
That's it. So, the image was mistakenly used on the front cover of the club's magazine for Saturday's Division II clash against Livingston. The club told the Scottish Sun they thought the picture depicted Australian squatties. But it actually shows nurses handing out water to German soldiers on a train during World War II.
Oops.
They didn't look at the picture at all. So, you know, just
let it go. Okay, we'll put this through.
This is technology. Okay, yeah, just go with that picture. Okay, yeah, honestly.
Yay. No problem. Yay, I got a picture. I put it on front of cover. Yay. Oh, no. It's just the stupid things that the people think of. You know, they always have that where I saw one time where the Philadelphia Transit Authority accidentally used pictures of New York on their passes instead of pictures of Philadelphia on the cover. How do you do that? I don't know. Just sounds crazy. There's a story I was looking for, and I don't see it, of course. Don't worry about me. Talk amongst yourselves. Keep going, Dave.
Sure. No, you know, well, I was looking. I don't know if this was recent, but there was this They were playing poker. A group of guys is doing something, and they were betting each other. And then this one guy had made the other guy eat his own beard. Did you see about that?
As a matter of fact, I have that story right here.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Are you pulling it up?
I'm pulling it up.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Kentucky. Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah, I go tell this story. That guy still has a beard, so obviously he wasn't the one that had to eat the beard.
This is the story I was looking for, but it's funny as he brought it up. A central Kentucky man has said he is waiting for justice to be served after two men shaved his beard, then made him eat it. Harvey Westmoreland and his brother got into a fight with James Hill and Troy Holt in May. The dispute was over a tractor Westmoreland was trying to sell one of the men.
I said poker.
Westmoreland said the man felt like they were being ripped off, and that's when the fight started. Troy offered to buy it from me for $250. I paid $20 for it. He thought I was trying to cheat him. One thing led to another. Next thing I know, before I knew it, there were knives and guns, and everything just went haywire. Then they cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
Yeah, they forced you.
How did...
Okay. How did it force you in?
All right, for those of you who can't see the computer screen right now, you have to see the size of this guy. If this is the guy, you have to see the size.
Yeah.
And just the fact that someone makes him do anything is ridiculous.
He looks like the New York Giants offensive line.
Yeah. I don't think anybody has...
He is, yeah, exactly.
Does anybody have to force this guy to eat anything? I don't think...
That's a good point.
I think they actually have a quote from him on here. Let's put it on here. I know it's actual news report.
It was a pretty good guess.
At least that's what Harvey Westmoreland and his brother Joseph used to think about former friends Troy Holt and James Hill. That was before May of last year on Willisburg Road, where Holt used to live.
My brother was cleaning up the stalls out there for Troy, you know, working for him. And Kyle want me to come around there. Well, when I get there, I realize that they're already drunk.
And of all...
They're already drunk.
What?
I realize I'm already drunk.
The cleaning out the stall, horse stalls, they're already drunk, which means that you get drunk cleaning out the stalls.
Yeah, it's more fun that way. Let me tell the rest of my story, big man.
Things to fight about, Westmoreland says. Punches started flying over this lawnmower.
Charlie offered to buy it from me for $250. I paid $20 for it. He thought I was trying to cheat him. One thing led to another, and before I knowed it, with knives and guns.
Hold on a second. Before I know it, we got to get back to that.
Trying to cheat you. One thing led to another, and before I noted it, there was knives.
What did you note, sir?
He noted.
What exactly did you note?
$20 for it.
Okay.
He thought I was trying to cheat him.
Mm-hmm.
One thing led to another, and before I noted it.
I noted.
He thought I was trying to cheat him.
One thing led to another, and before I noted, there was knives and guns. And he forced me to eat my own beard. Okay.
Everything just went haywire.
Yeah.
Haywire.
I think you passed the point of haywire when you...
Before he noted.
When you bought that lawnmower for $20.
It was before he noted. Everything went haywire, right? Okay,
He says his brother had a mark on his neck where a knife was held, but Westmoreland's loss was more permanent.
They cut my beard. To eat it.
He says Halt and Hill let them go, but threatened
them. He's standing there with a beard.
If we called the police, they said we would not live to see daylight.
But that wasn't enough to keep the two brothers from calling 911.
I believe in the law. I believe in justice.
How much of his beard did he have?
He was an Amishman. That's all the way out to here.
He was an Amishman.
I don't know. How do you cut somebody's beard? Is that the first thing? You have a knife and guns.
How does it go down your throat? Do you ever try to eat hair?
I never tried to.
Or somebody.
But do you ever have a piece of hair stuck in your mouth?
Yeah.
For no matter what, you can't swallow it.
No, I don't try that. You try to go like
that. Right, you can't find it.
You're like a cat.
But if you can't find the hair, oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, and you ever take inventory of your mouth and sitting there going, whoa, could I just taste the hair? Where'd it go? Behind a molar? Nope, no, you know that.
I swallowed.
And you dared not drink water because you're like, I don't want this going any further. Because your stomach knows your mouth crazy and just stomach eat everything.
Back. I'll just send everything back now.
How do you force a guy to eat his own beard?
Mm-mm.
We're going to cut your beard off and going to make you eat it.
And he's standing there telling the story with a full beard on.
Yeah.
What part of the beard did
he cut? I do see some bald patches in there.
Yeah, right about up in here.
Yeah, and then like in the chin. Right there. Yeah.
Yeah, right in there. It looked like they cut a little bit off.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. before he knowed it, everything went haywire. Okay,
Third. And you know it will be after 10 I live to see daylight.
But that wasn't enough to keep the two brothers from calling 911.
I believe in the law. I believe that justice has been served. And you know it will be after Tuesday.
That's the sentencing date. And while it'll take some time for some things to grow back to normal,
it's not as long as it was.
Westmoreland says what's more important, so they trimmed him, his brother lived to tell the tale.
Yeah, you didn't let me get to that part. It wasn't as long as it was.
Trim with the other. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
So,
in about 5 minutes, we're going to cut Kali's hair and make her your bangs.
So, yep.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and notice he got jumped by a roving band of barbers. It's like, well, it's not my, well, my beard's not as long as it was. Like, so, you know, they trimmed it, not cut it off.
Yeah, before I knowed it was shorter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were just trying to trim it.
I had this sheet around me, and it's like, everyone haywire with the, you know, like the, I don't know.
Then, I tell you, I keep letting them go. He'll just go straight through the court after 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, real cool. Real cool. Apparently, there is a story out there, and I didn't even make this story. Lightning kills giraffe, kills 5 elephants at once, kills flock of 52 geese in 1932. So this is a history of lightning. But according to the story, lightning holds grudges against elephants and giraffes. Okay.
Well, they're picking on lightning.
Well, think about it for a second.
Like a giraffe, like, you know, 30 feet up there going, in. You can't hear what he's saying.
No, but you
lightning
know.
Lightning can. He's in the clouds. Okay. You can't hear me. Bang.
That's a good point.
Giraffes are good conductors, too.
I'm done with that story. Because
elephants are just big conductors. They stand a lot of water.
I only got like 10 minutes more of this. Okay. Very scary. Very scary. I'm not even going to go there because, you know, obviously giraffes have longer necks. So they're like moving lightning rods.
Yeah.
Walking around the Serengeti, you know.
Yeah, that's understandable. But what about the geese?
I don't know. Maybe they hit a pond. Boom, you know.
Well, I've seen lightning bounce off a pool one time and hit a reindeer.
No, you didn't. Maybe.
And knocked
He's talking about so many inside jokes with us. It's ridiculous. We're on a radio broadcast. This guy's got inside jokes bouncing all over the place.
Rob, I see one that I want to talk about.
The first one was on the phone.
What's that? This one?
Mm-mm, second to the last.
This one?
Yeah, but I don't know if we're allowed.
Yes, we can. As a matter of fact, cool. It's one of the stories I wanted to talk about.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is an interesting story.
I'll be quiet.
Yeah. Scientists have observed for the first time what goes on inside of a woman's brain during orgasm, and it is as complicated as many men suspected. Neuroscientists in New Jersey have used MRI scanners to blankety blank. Yeah, we just lost the...
it wasn't meant to be.
Our feed.
We're not supposed to talk about orgasms.
Yeah. So, guys, you know...
Great. That's wonderful. So, once again, you guys are ignoring it.
Guys know what's going on, so, you know, it's like...
There ain't no such thing as orgasms, isn't there?
Fine.
It's like, I don't want to have them, but, you know...
I remember back in 42, I actually saw an orgasm.
Before we know it, anyone, haywire.
I don't believe that. That's crazy. The whole screen just went blank.
And I'll stay on my head in the corner. I don't want to have...
You know, we could bring all the stories that we went over together and just bring them all in one with the Japanese girl.
Yep. This is a paranormal
the
cafe.
Hair. Oh, swallowing the hair.
Oh, it crashed. Yeah, it's done.
Well, you know, the normal thing about penile arteries is, you know, it's like, okay, like everyone haywire, and before I know it, I was over in the corner, you know, like doing a headstand, so I don't know what happened.
I have no clue. So, I don't know what's going on. Okay, I got the story back.
Okay, here we go.
I was able to save it.
Now,
which is
concentrate, okay?
Okay. Neuroscientists in New Jersey have used MRI scanners to discover that no less than 30 different parts of a woman's brain fire up during orgasm, and the pleasure is so great it can stop the lucky lady from feeling pain. This is due to parts of her nervous system shutting down, making the woman less aware of pain sensations. Volunteers brought... Yeah, these are real good volunteers.
I was one of them.
brought themselves to orgasm inside an MRI machine. How?
Well, so they had to do it themselves?
I guess so.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, you can't bring another person.
You can fit two people in an MRI machine, of course. Or one and a half.
What is this, midget?
Okay, we got the midget.
I shall call him Mini-Me.
Me.
Yeah, that would do. Fine.
The machine would scan the brain during the process for some... This took 20 minutes while most achieved their goal.
The brain.
So women can achieve an orgasm in under 5 sometimes?
Under 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
We're guys. We're not supposed to know this information.
Now, hold it.
Well, if you guys can do it, we can do it.
Time out. Hold on. I got to ask this question, and I don't want to come over. This may be across the line. Get Tanya back online in case I can't finish the show. Now, when you say you can achieve orgasm in under 5, is it a team sport or is it played by, you know?
I think it's a combination. I think that if you know your body, you're really attuned to your body, you can achieve orgasm in a couple of different ways. Uh-huh.
Keep going, baby.
Uh-huh. See, the problem with men is, okay, we never know how to do it because our brain shuts down. And you wake up and you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Because I only know one way to get a woman to have an orgasm. Yeah, there we go. That's the only way I can do it.
Yeah. With a spank?
Well, spank you? Is that you going...
Does that sound like me? No.
Yeah, that's Rob.
This was me and Kali.
Rob. That's right Rob.
Her husband's loading a shotgun.
That's Rob.
He's going to shoot the TV
set. Shooting the TV.
Oh, no,
Women can have a clitoral orgasm. They can have a more intense, what's called G-spot orgasm. So my guess, and I wasn't there at the study, like I said that I was, but my guess is that they probably, you know, used some toys and might have achieved an orgasm with using the clitoris. So, because I would think that that's the easiest. I mean, not to say too much, but it's always easier for me to
achieve that. Of course, as guys, we'll know the difference between the two. We just, you know, it's just...
I'm shutting your microphone off. She was in the middle of a good talk.
Yeah.
So, 30 different parts of a woman's brain fire up.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes 3 to launch a nuclear silo. Turn 2 keys and push a button, you're done.
And a man's brain shuts down to like 2 cells.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Duh.
But a woman, we got to, like, touch this, pull that, hit this, yell that, scream this, pinch that, touch that, put me in an MRI booth, do this, touch that, sing a song, and it's expense, and next thing you know,
you made. You stand on your head, over the corner, oh, what happened?
No, during all that, you didn't flip the coin at the appropriate time. What? There are 30 different things
going on.
Start again.
Machines. We are very sensitive machines.
Uh-huh. They said, the female sexuality was incredibly complex, with at least 1 in 7 women unable to climax.
Mm.
Quote, for women to orgasm, it's like we need a series of catalysts to get us over the mountain.
There you go.
There isn't a lot of women who experience difficulty with orgasm. It just doesn't mean they don't enjoy sex, though.
That's true.
Doesn't mean they don't enjoy sex. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Orgasm always involved the mind, and having an orgasm did not necessarily mean a woman was enjoying sex, she said.
That's right.
For us as women, see, I can speak as a woman because I'm reading some of what she said.
Yeah.
For us as women, it's not the goal of orgasm, it's the goal of pleasure or a connection.
Mm-hmm.
I've always heard that, like, right after, you don't have any Viagra? Oh, no. Damn.
Okay. Oh, you don't have the connections.
No. Oh, that important? Sorry.
That's why you need more foreplay.
How come I'm right in the middle of the bedroom and out of nowhere you hear?
Wop, wop.
I'm over the tuba.
The researchers said they have planned to move on to men in a follow-up study.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to take about 2.5 days. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
This one took years.
And this was done in Dirty Jersey.
Yay.
Oh, I should have been a part of that.
Yeah, Dirty Jersey.
Dirty Jersey.
Is it Northern New Jersey or Southern New Jersey?
rural New Jersey.
Which could be anywhere.
Rural New Jersey.
You know, it's like, is anywhere but Newark.
Anywhere but Newark. Well, we had an interesting show here today, people. This has been an interesting thing. We're talking about going to Friday nights. Talking about going to Friday nights. So the station's very apt for it, and we may actually go to 3 hours. We're looking at that whole thing. Kali and I are talking back and forth and seeing how it'll work. But very cool. Oh, we had a good night tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Okay.
TanyaGabrielle.com. Don't forget that. And Dave. You had you had some good questions for Tanya?
Yep.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. Sorry. I usually don't talk when I'm here. Rob don't let me talk.
Right.
Because I don't talk right. Usually my mic is off.
For the next hour, I'm just going to leave the microphone on and leave the room. Dave
and then
shows
just
on.
Let him go. Yeah.
I just got to pull the cord like a lawnmower in the back. And just walk off.
No, he's got a battery compartment in the back. Just put the batteries in.
Exactly.
Well, as long as this microphone goes back to my headphones, I can keep myself.
Yeah. Now, we're not going to be broadcasting next week on Thanksgiving, but we'll have a pre-recorded show going. We might even be replaying this show.
No Turkey Day?
No, it looks like we're not going to be broadcasting on Thanksgiving. That may change, of course. It may just say, run into the studio. But I doubt it. We'll probably give him a pre-recorded show to run on Thanksgiving. And I want to thank everybody for listening out there.
Only this show.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, it was an interesting twist at the end where you went over to like female orgies, which has nothing to do with paranormal.
No. Well, it could.
But people love
it
to
could.
Hear this stuff.
Hold on a second. Have you ever experienced a female orgasm? Have you ever been in the presence of a woman who's experienced it?
Just so everyone knows, he's talking to Dave.
I've heard about it. I've never actually seen it, though.
Yeah, but it's like ghosts. You've heard about it. You've never actually seen it. That's paranormal.
Yep. it is paranormal.
You know,
thank you, Rob.
It's like I lost consciousness and I woke up. I'm in the corner, upside down, still in my head. Like, you know, and she said that she had an orgasm.
Yeah.
I can't swear to it because,
it's like a car accident. What was that?
My brain shut down two
cells.
Well, he's at a loss of words now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two cells touched each other.
Yeah,
two cells.
I'm speaking in tongues. Speaking without a tongue.
This is how successful I've been at closing the show down. I'm 4 minutes past already.
Wow, only 4 minutes?
I want to thank everybody for coming in. Thank you, Dave, for coming in here today. Very cool. And I want to thank Kali for coming in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Maiden Voyage.
Mm-hmm.
Did
mm-hmm.
great.
Good. Thank you.
And we're going to
We looks like we're
going to be back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come back. Yeah. Of course.
I ain't coming back. Though, you know, Rob's going to lock me out of the studio again.
Oh, God. You know, our theme song just ran out. I just want to point that out. So I have to restart it, okay? There we go.
Rob won't let me talk into his can.
Yeah, exactly. So what I'm going to do is we're going to talk to everybody in 2 weeks. If you want to drop us an email, you can at cafe@juno.com and comment on anything you've been hearing here.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the podcast page. The thing with the podcast page has been we're way over bandwidth. Way over bandwidth. Not a little bit. We're like 30 to 35% over what our max bandwidth is. And I have to change that, of course. But keep downloading. Recommend us to your friends. And I hope you like the new format. And I want to thank everybody for coming in this week. Thank you, Klein.
Thank you, Bob.
And thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. Okay.
Now all of a sudden he's got nothing to say.
Mm.
And I'll talk to everybody in 2 weeks.
I'll tell you about that.
We got a full December coming up. I know we got a lot of people that want to get on, and we may be on Fridays then, so I don't know. We'll see. I want to thank you for listening to Paranormal Cafe. I invite you all back next time here Thursdays at 6 p.m. on WCHE1520.com. Also, WCHE1520 AM Westchester. Thanks, Mom.